Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, the editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's just say Governor Cuomo has not been happy with how the utilities have been handling Superstorm Sandy and the nor'easter that followed quickly after it. And he's formed a Moreland Commission to investigate what's going on. We just hear this morning that the head of the Long Island Power Authority has tendered his resignation. So the axe is falling.
Right. Cuomo signed an executive order yesterday creating this investigative panel under this state's Moreland Act. It's a little used and century-old law that allows the governor to probe state entities, and it has subpoena power, so it's a powerful group. It should get underway next year. In the meantime, dealing with Tropical Storm Irene and Lee. Last year, the New York Power Authority is facing more than $1 million in lawsuits filed by municipalities, a school district, farmers, and other landowners who suffered losses during those storms last year. The lawsuits are filed in state Supreme Court, and they allege the New York Power Authority was negligent in maintaining and operating its hydro facility on the Schoharie Creek in North Blenheim. They're seeking a total of $100 million. The towns of Blenheim, Esperance, Fulton, Middleburg, and Schoharie, and the villages that were affected out there. There's a campground that's also filed a lawsuit seeking $10 million in damages, and some property owners as well. A spokesman for the Power Authority said that they're confident they did all they could to protect the people during that flood. But so we're getting these lawsuits, we're getting some investigation. The storms were powerful, caused a lot of damages, and this will be going on for quite some time, I imagine.
Absolutely. We turn now to the city council in Schenectady, who have been attempting to override the mayor's budget, the vote of their budget for next year. What's going on there?
Yeah, last week, the Schenectady mayor, Gary McCarthy, vetoed the budget the city council had adopted. Last night, the council voted to override that veto. The action means the city's $78 million budget now stands with a 1.7% tax increase. The mayor's plan would have meant a 4.2% tax hike. Five Democrats on the council met behind closed doors to discuss this override, and they eventually voted 5-1 to do so. McCarthy's reasons for vetoing the budget included a desire to rebuild the city's savings accounts so that the city's credit rating wouldn't be reduced next year by Moody's. That's important because you have to pay a lot of interest if your rating goes down. Last night he said he also wanted savings in the budget in case his budget estimates for sale of all those foreclosed houses fell short. Schenectady's growing deficit is a big problem. It was cited in an audit released this week from the state controller's office. They say unless Schenectady leaders take action now, the budget deficit will grow exponentially in the next few years.
I'm talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, David.